Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah. That plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, Megan.
Hi, Melissa. Wow, your audio quality sounds so good.
Thank you. I have this great microphone.
Wow.
You have the exact same one.
I do. What you will not all hear is we started, and Melissa started very loudly, and I said, pause, you're echoing as hell. And she's like, okay, let's just start over and pretend it didn't happen. But of course, I can't just like let people have things.
I knew that. Yeah. I knew that when I said
it. Well, that's our relationship. You would do the same thing to me.
Exactly.
If I said, let's just move past it. Let's pretend that didn't happen. You went, uh-uh. Hold up.
Here
reverse.
We are.
Exactly.
Huh. Still sick, buddy?
Well, people don't like when I talk. Not people. Just like, you know, some people. They don't like when I'm sick, which I say, welcome to the fucking club. So, yeah, I'm still not doing super hot, but I was doing better. And you said this off camera that you were like, it's probably because you had like a stressful 2 days, which I did. So that could contribute because I didn't really sleep much either. But you know, who knows? Might be rocking with an ear infection, might be a sinus infection. Going to go to the doctor eventually.
Does your ear hurt?
My ears hurt, but like they're just like pluggy kind of like
say it's probably sharp plugged hurt. Up, but it might be another type of infection. When are you going to the doctor?
I don't know.
Monday?
No.
Why?
Because I have a tape due Monday.
Oh, you're really getting back in the swing, aren't you?
Apparently I am.
Maybe you just need to get COVID because
I know it's good. COVID, I need to get a COVID rebound the second time. That's what, like, because that's really what it took. Yeah, I haven't read the script for this other one yet, but you know, getting back into the swing of things is such a like a light way of putting it when I say that, like, I had a full mental breakdown because, like, I was telling Mots, I was like, here's the thing, like, this is very backwards, but, like, I need you to know that, like, I can't have you be annoyed with me while we're doing this or even perceived annoyed about anything else. Like, I need you to pretend like this is the only thing you want to be doing and this is so much fun and, like, we're having a great time, because otherwise, like, I'm just ridden with guilt and I'm, like, so dramatic and I'm like, oh my god, this is, like, now I'm embarrassed to act in front of you. And he was like, it's fine, I'm just, like, a little stressed about work. I'm like, I just need you to pretend not. And I was like, maybe I just need to figure out, like, I fucking hate self-tapes, but mm-hmm. You know,
this is the world we're in now.
It is. And so, like, I'm just like, I just have to, like, get better in the sense of, like, maybe I buy a new self-tape, like, backdrop or something, like, something mm-hmm. to make me, like, feel like it's a little more streamlined. Yeah. And it's a little more just like pow pow pow, get it done. So yeah, but this one was also, I don't know if we said on the last episode, this one was like, they really got around all the new SAG requirements with this one, so, like, I'm hoping, because
you were
that-
reading for two parts, not one.
Exactly. And it was, like, not a full 48 hours before, but granted, I got an extension anyway, so, like, that's fine. But, yeah, they do these, like, digital, which you know, but for anyone who doesn't, they will do, like, virtual, like, Zoom auditions as well. So they mm-hmm. now have to offer that with the strike. But they, you know, if within the first 5 minutes, all the appointments are gone. So, like, right. You have to do a tape. But the good thing with that is that it's just a longer process of them doing a couple days of those. And so the timeline for getting it in can be a little bit later.
Well, good luck. Break a leg.
Thanks. How have you been? What's new with you?
I'm good. Let's see. What have I been doing? Last weekend, I made a vision board. Not because I had the idea to, but because my cousin had a vision board party.
Cute. I saw an influencer who is doing that for, like, a event and was, like, charging people money to, like, come sit in a room and, like, make vision boards. And I was like,
why?
You're all fully grown adults. I promise you, you've made at least you've made at least 10 vision boards in your life. Like, why would you pay someone who's, like, she's not, like, a vision board professional, because those are just life coaches.
Maybe, but it's just more of is she, like, an influencer as in, like, people want to hang out with her? Because maybe it's more of, like, a event, like, to hang out with her, but you're paying for that, but you're also getting a vision board out of it. You know, like a meet and greet, but yeah, with a vision board.
She's not someone I would want to meet and greet.
But other people.
Yeah, but she wasn't, like, sitting there making a vision board with them. They were, like, all at these, like, mess hall style tables, and she was, like, taking a picture of them making it. But, like, I think my thought was that maybe people are going to meet other people, not her, but, like, mm-hmm. as a social event to meet other people, yeah, which I'm like, oh, that's totally fine. But I do think the concept of being like, I'm going to charge people to come make vision boards, I'm like, that's just a little, pick something else.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, sorry. How was your vision board?
That's good. I did mine digitally because I wasn't going to print out paper or bring a magazine and cut things out. I finished mine and 5 minutes. Everybody else was still in the cutting phase.
Facts. What's yours look like?
It looks good. I put it as the background of my on my desktop now.
Oh wow!
I've got
manifestation.
Uh huh. Mainly, I did it to, you know, make my cousin like, hey, this is what I'm doing. So you know, I wasn't teasing her in any way. Even though she knew I was. Let me get to it. I can't even get to it. So I've got a picture of Shonda Rhimes with the Emmy.
Love it.
I got a picture of Ava DuVernay with the camera.
I feel like I could make a vision board for you too.
Yeah. It's I think that anything you think of,
yeah, it's gonna be
right there. Now, guess, and I'll tell you if it's on the vision board.
What one of the networks or a daytime something soapy?
There's a General Hospital script on here.
Uh huh. Did you just go professional, or did you put like a hot man on there?
And there is also a hot man on here.
A celebrity, or just like a?
It's just a
nameless hot man.
Yes, yeah, a nameless hot man.
Okay. Wild card. Did you put any like food on there? Things you want to learn how to cook or something like that? Uh-uh. Mm. Okay. Did you put Issa Rae on there?
No, I only did three like career things.
Okay. So then sort what of. Else is there? Workout stuff?
Yes. There's like a recreational habits gal. Oh,
swimming?
She's playing tennis, but like she's not actually playing tennis. She's in her convertible with a tennis racket next to her.
Well, so that's I felt the kind like of that tennis we want to play.
Right. So I felt like it was very
we want to play tennis. We really met what's that brand that we both like? That like cute little out like the
preppy That's what
little...
I'm saying, recreational yeah. habits.
Oh, yes, exactly.
It's a legit picture from their ad.
Yeah, so we were like, we want to play tennis, and it's like, but like, you know, recreate, like I don't have a good wrist, so like right. I want to wear the cute little outfits and drink like lemonade and ice water in the yeah. shade. And
yeah, just hear so the, like she's racket. Wearing a little recreational habits sweatshirt that has cute. Two rackets on it. Then she's in her convertible with her sunglasses on, and then there's a little racket next to her in the passenger seat.
Oh my god, I love it.
Yeah.
It's very, very fitting.
So you were on that. And then there's two black girls playing golf.
Okay, perfect.
And then there's another black gal, cowgirl. She's on a horse.
Yeah, I could have named all of these things. Mm-hmm. You're in your preppy recreation yeah. era.
Uh-huh.
I love that for you.
Then I've got... I put it under wealth because like people are like, I want to have this amount of money. No, mine is specific. It is the SAG minimums. Not SAG. It is the WGA minimums.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For health insurance or for like covering your dues?
For getting paid, period. Like how much you would get paid.
The minimums
per script.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's so funny. I have a screenshot of that. I have... I don't know why I put this on here because honestly, I don't think I'd ever actually want to do it because it'd scare the shit out of me.
If you put skydiving, I'm hanging hell no. up this call. Like, I'm like, I would do a wellness check on you.
Hell no. It is some overwater bungalows in Mexico.
It's nice in theory.
Yeah, it's nice in theory.
If you think about it too hard, mm-hmm. The erosion.
If it rains, the water coming up, like, yeah.
What a perfect setting for a horror movie. I've had a couple of nightmares that, like, that's the setting of my nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, a picture of wine country that's on here, which I've been trying to do this trip for years. But my sister Megan, well, I was supposed to be doing it with her, but she always cancels on me every year. So now I'm just going to go without her.
Like, wine country?
Yeah.
Oh, I can give you lots of recs.
Great. I mean, I've already got it. Very much scheduled out since 2018, I would say. The pandemic happened, but in 2018, she canceled on me. And then we were supposed to go last year. And then I'm just like, whatever. She's canceled on me too many times. And then I have, I want to redecorate some parts of my house. So I have a little
redecorating. Did you put the closets on there?
Closets?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Your closets that you've said, I'm going to redo these.
No, not the closets.
Well, I was going to say, because with love, I just don't think that would look very... If you took a picture of the current closet on the vision, like, you'd have to do what the goal is for the end.
No, but I did write down that I'm going to clean out one of them on Sunday. It is on my to-do list for Sunday.
On Sunday? Because I was going to say, this has been a to-do that has transferred up, like, similar to so many things I've had that have been like... I'll just carry this over. You scheduled it for.
I've scheduled it for Sunday. I've started doing my schedule 2 weeks in advance now, and it's been helping me out a lot.
Wow. For like your weekend too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, yeah. You're trying to do your like seeing people
yeah.
and stuff. So like that makes sense.
Yeah. Last weekend, I just saw the same people that I saw the previous weekend. So I'd seen my cousins and then And then it was also Ty's birthday. So then we went to Olive Garden.
That's I first thought it was a joke. And then I paused and I looked around and I said, I don't think this is a joke based on the color of those walls.
Right.
I think they're at Olive Garden. What'd you get?
There's only one thing you can get there. They have a gluten free pasta.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then a meat sauce. It's the only sauce that they have that doesn't have gluten in it.
Love that.
Yeah, so I got that. It's actually pretty good. And yeah, I'm sure. There's so much of it that I had it for three meals. Yeah. And it was only $13.
Hey, that shit works.
Yeah, it does.
The only time I've ever been, I don't even know why. It was like, it had to be in a Riverside, like desperation driving somewhere or something, but or a road trip. But I had the minestrone soup. Oh no, it wasn't, because it was, I was with like family, and mm-hmm. I got the minestrone,
because you're at Olive Garden when you're with this family.
No, and it's like, it's so not like how, like that is like literally not a fucking thing. It was like, no, we're the pack things from home, we're not stopping mm-hmm. for fast food, don't get fast food, family. And I remember I tasted the minestrone soup, and I must have been like 16 17. And I tasted it, and I immediately in my head went, that tastes like weed. But I'm like, I can't say that out loud, because then it's going to be like, then you know, you're like, weed,
how
tastes,
do you know
like?
What it tastes like? Yeah.
But I was just like, and it was like, I was like trying to eat it, being like, am I? And then I started panicking, being like, am I going to get high? Did someone put like, is this like, are there accidentally edibles in this? Like, there's no way that anyone chose this flavor. Like, this is straight up marijuana. And I just remember like having an internal crisis as I was eating it. That's the only time I've been. So what
I have options now, and even the salad itself, also the dressing has gluten in it. So I was just eating a dry ass salad. Yeah, I got it without the cheese and without the croutons. So just a dry ass salad.
What dessert did they get?
It was this like chocolate mousse.
Hmm.
But he also is a big fan of funfetti cake, and that's what he has every year.
That's so fitting.
Yes, it is. But Samantha got booked, so she wasn't even there. She got booked on a movie.
Go Samantha.
Yeah. But her mom was there, which was funny. And then it was like me, her mom, and then all these dudes.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
You.
Exciting. Vision boards come to life. Now I just put on my to-do list, like, maybe I should make a vision board.
Yeah.
Motz does that. He, like, writes, like, all of, like, he writes, like, New Year's goals because he's, like, he's, like, a Capricorn, Virgo, and then everything else in his chart is Capricorn. Like, it's just, like, and all of them, 99% of them are financial and work goals, and I'm always, like, yawn, boring, I don't want to do this, like, this, whatever. But he was, like, he'll do them for, like, us, too, of, like, things he wants us to do.
Yeah. That's what Samantha, Sonam and Danny also did one together too.
Yeah, I think that like that and that's sweet. And
oh, y'all were gonna do a what was it called from?
It's the possibilities binder.
Possibilities.
That she has.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
No, that's so Mons does it in like a very like type A tactical way where it's like. It's a fucking list. Like, I don't know if it's on his phone or like more likely it's in his like little leather bound notebook. And like, I'm being like, I want to make a collage. Like, I want to make something with pretty pictures.
I wrote mine out first and then.
Oh, that's smart.
Just put the images that correlate with. So it's like both of y'all. He can do the writing down and then you can.
I can make put it to color. But also that makes a lot more sense because I'm thinking about making mood boards at like summer camp and stuff. And like we didn't write them down. So you would just be going through magazines being like, do I want any of these
things?
Or like, how do I like, what does this represent? And so you're just like, I guess this is what I want. And like mine would always be like, I would put like waffles on it and like, just like stupid shit. And they're like, what does this represent? I go, I don't know. I just thought it was fun.
Yeah,
pretty.
It's cute.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I'm going to do that now, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess I'll do it. I love that. Can't wait to watch your vision. Watch you just like scribble things off your vision board.
I know. I especially now I can really get into my athlete days because I've got an inhaler now. So
no, you're unstoppable. Like you're fully unstoppable.
Yes.
Like when you the first time you were like, because I asked you when you got it, I was like, have you had your first puff yet? You're like, no, not yet. And then when you did, you're like, no, dude, my whole world has changed. And I was like, that's how I was on beta blockers. It was like, this is the hand of cards y'all have been dealing with, and like I've just been going through my life with this with this that I didn't know. Like,
yeah,
unstoppable.
I did a Peloton bike, and I was like exercising. Wow. And I was just like. I've never been able to do this without just like huffing and puffing during it. And I was like, it's a whole new world.
No,
it's so now I can really get into my tennis. I also found, I'll cut out the specificities, but there is a athletic complex and there is indoor pools where they have lessons where you can take 3 months, $30 because it's part of the city like pool.
Bitch, we're about to learn how to swim.
I know, this thing is so nice. I just happened to be driving past it because I was like, I'm not gonna make a left-hand turn at this light because there's no arrow, so I'm gonna keep straight. I know I can connect with my street. I passed by and I was like, what is that? So I pulled into the parking lot and all this stuff is there. It is so nice.
I've never heard of this.
Right.
Wow. I will say, my nephew will be slightly disappointed that we will not be taking swim lessons when he takes swim lessons.
I'm sure he's so much more advanced than
us. No, he's literally so much more advanced. And I told him, I was like, sir, I don't know if I want to take swim lessons. He's like, well, I take swim lessons at this time. You could come here. And I was like, you're going to be out swimming me.
Yeah.
He asked me to come swim with him. And I was like, I'm not a very good swimmer. He goes, well, I take swim lessons. You could take swim lessons. And I was like, okay, yeah, but like, you're four? Like, we're going to like... pause and catch up to you.
But they have classes on Thursday, so we could go after we record.
Wow. So what are we doing about the swim caps?
Well, I found this specific black-owned company that has like turbines.
Okay.
That are waterproof turbines. And so I'm going to get And they have white people in the advertisements, so you can get one too.
Okay.
But
it's like me and my bonnet.
Yeah. So they're very cute. Like, we'll look like like hot, like 50s, you know, how they used to. Yeah.
Because the whole thing is, to me, it's like the material of a swim cap, putting that on my hairline is like, gives me like the amount of heebie-jeebies I like can't even like, oh my God, it makes everything crawl. Like, sensory wise, I can't fuck with that.
Yeah.
And I hate my hair. My hair was
about half the size that it is now. I put a swim, I was taking swim lessons for like, whatever. It was during when we were doing Mr. Student Body President, and I was too tired, so I couldn't continue. But I went one day and I was putting my swims cap on, and it just split down the middle.
Yeah. Like,
and that really was the end of it. I was like, I don't want to come back anymore.
No, like, there's just like something, like, I think so stone age about swim caps. Like, I'm like, there's got to be a better fucking way. And like, I've got a big ass cone head. Like, I remember trying to do swim caps because we had like swim units in high school PE. Which, of course, conveniently, I would just be like, I can't do it because everybody, this is not to learn how to swim. This is to like use swimming as exercise. And I'm like, I'm not at that level. And all of my classmates are. And that's mortifying to me. But I remember just like attempting to put it on your head and your hair. And it's like, it's ripping my hair. Like, this is awful. And like, the whole thing is like, oh, we make sure you get your hair totally wet and then put it on underwater. And I'm like, I thought the whole fucking point was... You know?
No, it's the point is so the hair doesn't get in your face. That's the point.
Yeah. And
that's the only point.
I hate that.
I know.
I just think like there should be like swim caps for people who like, I'm not going to the Olympics. I'm not Katie Ledecky. Like, all I'm asking for is to be able to swim, more specifically learn how to swim, without getting my hair completely soaked every single time. And or if I have to get my hair wet, don't rip my hair out in the process and give me a headache.
Right. Then this company is exactly what you're looking for. I'm trying to find it when in my follows. I've been following them for a while. But when I find it, I'll send it to you. Where is this? They're always in my feed, but today when I need them, I don't see them. I'm sure it'll pop up now as an ad.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
The only thing that I was like, I have to ask you about is if you've seen the J-Lo movie trailer.
I don't watch trailers.
Okay. So that's okay because this is not a trailer. I don't know what this is. But, like, I made Mons watch it, and Mons literally is just, he, like, sat up while we're watching it, and he goes, who did this? And I was like, this is J-Lo. He goes, no, who paid for it? Like, did J-Lo pay for it? Like, Mons was completely convinced that J-Lo paid for this entire thing out of her own pocket, which, for, let the record be shown, that is not a compliment. Like, you don't want to see a trailer for something and think, like, did this person pay for this entirely themselves?
Because well, it's like, is she producing it, which she does most of her projects, so it's not out of the question.
Of course she produced it, but he's just like trying to run the logistics. And I'm sure he would know. Like, he's worked in the industry like long enough that he would know how much it would mm-hmm. cost for her to do that. But it is I saw it like trending on Twitter, but then I saw a clip on TikTok of the Trisha Paytas' podcast host asking Trisha about it. And saying, like, you mean I hate it? He's like, but the thing is like, when I look at it, like, it's really Trisha coded. So, like, if you did it, like, I would love it. And I was like, what the fuck does that mean, this trailer? I was like, I have to watch it. And then immediately I went, this is a Trisha Paytas video. Like, he was not wrong at all. Like, it's literally, like, Moza, it is the craziest thing I've ever seen. Like, it's not a movie, but it is a movie. And it's, like, it's not a visual album, which I almost made a joke for your vision board. You were going to put Beyonce's Renaissance
for her to finally drop it.
Yeah, you put honestly, I think at this point we could both put like a Rihanna new album and like we would will it into existence,
right?
But yeah, so like I'm watching this trailer and like when I tell you that I want to know who edited this trailer, because someone was not looking out for J-Lo in some of it, because they said you're just getting some like horrendous dialogue. There's one point where it's like they're sitting down and having a intervention with her, and they're like, we think you might be a sex addict. And
okay, she was like, I gotta watch it now. What is the name of this movie?
I don't know, just look up J-Lo movie. And so, but then like I think it's even right after that or another really stupid line, they're like, J-Lo, like, you've never seen her before, in her own words. And I was like, you don't say. They're like telling her own story, and I was like, you don't say. Melissa, it looks like a mix of The Greatest Showman. Like, in the sense that I'm like, did Kenny Ortega choreograph? Like, it's like giving like glossy music video P.T. Barnum circus. But then also, on top of that, like a Hype House reality show. Like, I'm like, why are you just being rich and sitting and like talking with your friends?
So it's not like a scripted thing?
No, it is, but it doesn't even look like that. It looks like it's music videos intermixed with like a reality show about rich people. Cause like just the shots of like, it's either like you're on a fucking dolly and it's these like big fucking wide angle explosions everywhere. And there's also like crime, I think, in it. And there's just a lot of shit. Like, it's like she goes through all of the
layers. If it's a J-Lo movie, there's either crime or she's getting married. There's no in
Melissa,
between.
There's both. There's a wedding dance scene. Like, and she's the bride and she's dancing. You just hear her new music video was from the movie.
I always forget that she produces Good Trouble.
Oh, I forgot about that. I don't even know if I knew that to begin with. It's called This Is Me, .. Now, / A Love Story.
It's not even on her IMDb.
No. It's going to be on Prime. Okay, The Washington posted an article saying Jennifer Lopez's movie.
Oh, Taylor's it's the name of her album, too.
Yeah, but it's a movie.
What?
Yes. She can't sleep. She can't eat. She might be a sex addict. But Jennifer Lopez is on a mission for love in the trailer for the upcoming Amazon Prime original film, This Is Me, Now, A Love Story.
Okay, I'm
It's
watching.
A narrative-driven cinematic odyssey steeped in mythological storytelling and personal healing. Melissa, wait. I've never seen anything like it. Like, she is the first of its kind.
Is it not a visual album for her?
Show, but
for
it's
her
a
album?
But it's...
Like, you know, like how Beyonce, I'm not comparing it to Beyonce, but like when Beyonce released Lemonade and it was a visual that went with the album.
How is the format of, I don't remember, how's the format of that? Like, is it like all of them in a row? Just all the videos?
But it's not videos. Like, it's a narrative story that weaves through, but like each song has its own thing within it.
But it's like a, how, I don't, I watched
it's like
it. Two,
it's like an hour and a half. Like, it's a movie length.
I just think no way, because this is like a really weird combination of like some of this, like Ben Affleck's in it. Also, Melissa, Neil deGrasse Tyson is in it. Like, it's a mix of being like, this is J-Lo's life, and then things that have like are just like not real. But it's her as her being in all of this.
That's how Lemonade was, though.
I haven't seen Lemonade in a while, and I watched it. We watched it at camp, so we only watched like piece by piece. But like,
I feel like it's mixing the album plus a reality show.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the trailer quickly spirals out of control in 135 seconds. Huff. Who?
The brother Huff. You know, the two blonde dancers from Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, I blocked that out. I don't want to talk about that. His face, there's something about it. It's the Mormon. In 135 seconds, we see Lopez get married several times, make out on a dance floor, dance at a wedding, be accused of sex addiction and intervention, dance in a gym, walk beside a train on a smoky night, stare soakingly wet into a fire, sing in the rain a la Gene Kelly, ride a wrecking ball through a robot-filled pit, discuss romantic problems with her therapist, who's played by rapper Fat Joe, which Mon said pause. He goes, pause, is that Fat Joe? And dance in a factory assembly line.
Yeah.
So the trailer incorporates her new song, Can't Get Enough, and ends with credits that include Ben Affleck, Keke Palmer, Trevor Noah, which I go, what is Trevor Noah doing here? Post Malone, Sofia Vergara, Neil deGrasse Tyson, The Huff, and others.
Oh, God, there's Trevor Jackson's in here, too. And I just can never get out of. Remember, I sent you the Water remix that he did for himself?
Yeah.
And I can't.
I don't bring it up. Don't
that's all I see.
Okay, so this is a quote.
He's in a new movie with Keke. And I said, I can't believe Keke's going to make me look at this man's face after what he did to the internet.
Keke can make me do a lot of things.
I know.
Do.
And Avia hadn't seen it yet because she was like, I like Trevor. Oh. What are you talking about?
So you you scarred her as well.
Of course I did. And she was like, now, why would you do that?
Exactly. So this is a quote from Amazon Prime. This genre-bending original Amazon original showcases her journey to love through her own eyes. With fantastical costumes, breathtaking choreography,
Kim Petras
and star-studded cameos.
Kiki's in it too.
I know, that's what I said.
It's
an introspective retrospective of Jennifer's resilient heart. Now, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, it's just a visual for her new album. That's what it is.
But it says the movie, which will be released February 16, is expected to accompany her upcoming album. But that's the thing. I'm like, it's not being marketed as a visual album.
It's coming out on my birthday.
Happy birthday. Gotta go see it. No, but like, that's the part that's crazy to me. I'm like, she's not calling it a visual album. She's calling it like, this is my movie.
Maybe that's why I didn't see it on her IMDb, because it's not under her as an actress, because she's just being herself.
But is Fat Joe really her therapist? Like,
no, it's genre bending. We're mixing.
It's, crazy. There's one part where she's talking in like her sex addiction, I don't know, whatever, she's in like a circle, it's supposed to be a meeting, assuming that was the when they said you're a sex addict, maybe that's what she went to that meeting for. But she's literally, there's a line where she's like, I used to watch my like little sister when we shared a room, my little sister and I shared rooms when we were kids, and I just remember like looking over at her at night and she'd be sleeping so peacefully, and there's like a buildup, and then it like cuts to all these things. And like, this is kind of like the voiceover arching through like the end of it. And she's like, and I just always wondered, how does someone sleep so peacefully? And I went, girl, that was it? That was, she's sleeping really peacefully. And I wondered, how does someone sleep so deeply and so peacefully? Because she sleeps very deeply and peacefully. And I was like, okay. It was just crazy.
I'm not going to lie. Now that we've talked about it, I believe we should do a But Am I Watching on this.
There is absolutely no other option. Melissa, I will be watching. If this gets dropped on midnight, East Coast, West Coast time, I don't fucking care. I am locked in and I am watching this. Like, I am obsessed with this. Because
yes.
I just think we should all know, and we should be honest with ourselves, that if we had J-Lo money, and we had, and as a, she's also a Leo, I'm 99% sure. Like, we just to say, like, I wouldn't make a movie just like where I get to wear cute outfits and like sing and dance and do, like,
Who romanticize my life all the time of me doing things like that. I think I have Danity Kane's showstopper in my head. I think about that all the time. Like,
yeah. If you couldn't produce your maladaptive daydream into a blockbuster film, you're fucking lying. And so, like, this is the most relatable thing J-Lo's ever done. This is so relatable. I 100%
do this. I thought about it all the time where I was like, yeah, I got to get into this, you know, the penthouse that I want to live in. And I'm like, yeah, I can't. I just think about, like, how I would decorate it because it's empty. Like, there's nothing in there. It's just a building with no walls, or the top part is just has no walls and like nothing. There's nothing. Mm-hmm. So it's a complete blank slate. And I'm like, if I could decorate this in a way that I could make the ultimate video of my life, this would be incredible.
Like, exactly. And like,
yes,
I just think like J-Lo is incredibly unrelatable. Not now. This is the most relatable thing she's ever done.
But everything she does, I'm like, yeah, like, I don't, there's nothing about her life where I'm just like, if I had her money, I would do it too.
That's what, like, I'm saying.
Like, there's nothing about any, like, yeah, I would get married to all these dudes. What are you fucking talking about?
Have you seen that ring? Like, like, I would do, that's the whole thing. I'm like, I want rich people to spend their money how I would spend money. And so when I get to watch J-Lo, and when J-Lo like dropped her, was it like her engagement in like her newsletter, and she's like, sign up.
It was
up.
On her Substack.
Yeah.
And I was like, Allison, you should have done the same thing, because Allison has a Substack.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, she never dropped The Hustle. We've known that. Mm-hmm. And she's also like, she is living the life of, like, if all of us were given $1 billion, she's doing what we would do. But she's been rich for a while now. And I love that. She's stayed down to earth in what she's spending her money on.
Yes. I mean, don't be fooled by the rocks that I've got. I'm still Jenny from the block.
I, like, have this newfound obsession with her. Like, after this trailer release, I was like, how, like, this looks like a fucking YouTube rewind. Like, it is literally, yes. Like, this is so relatable.
I'm
like,
obsessed. Thank you for bringing this to me. Because the thing is, she's a great dancer. I'll give her that. Acting depends on the project.
I don't think she's as bad as she
is. Sometimes she's phenomenal. And then sometimes it's just like, what is this? So I blame the director for that. Singing. We all know it's Ashanti, which... Yes. Avia also sent me, you saw that Io is going to be doing SNL.
Oh yeah, with
J-Lo as the musical performance. And I said, is Ashanti going to be there?
Ashanti behind a black curtain.
Yeah.
Like, drop the curtain.
No, it would be so fire if, like, Ashanti just came out with J-Lo. Like,
yeah. No, I know you've never seen the Lizzie McGuire movie, but like, we just need to do what the Lizzie McGuire movie did, where they turned off they turned on her mic, and then in this case, it was Isabella, but she walks out from the side, and it's like, oh my God, you've been lip syncing the whole time.
Yeah, and like, just imagine how much the internet would break if they just came out together. Like, it wasn't even like, no one said anything. It's like,
if you know,
ladies and gentlemen, Ashanti and J-Lo.
Well, you know, she'd need first bill. J-Lo.
I understand that, but if she wants to get on people's better graces, then she would put Ashanti first.
Okay. So fucking fun. Did you see her new song with Meghan Trainor?
Mm-mm.
It's just Meghan Trainor. I don't actually don't even know if Meghan Trainor's technically supposed to be on the song. I think she wrote, I know she wrote the song, but it's Meghan Trainor and it says the song by J-Lo. And I'm like, okay, at least we should stay consistent.
Right.
You know? But yeah, I can't wait for you to watch it. I can't wait for all of us to see it.
I believe we need to watch this together.
No, I know, but no. I need you to watch the trailer so we can talk about it.
I just watched it while we were...
You watched the whole thing?
Yeah, I watched it while you were talking. Anytime I said anything, I was just pausing it.
Wonderful. So don't you love how it's shot?
Yes. I would 100% do this. There's nothing about this that I wouldn't... I'm like 100% into this.
I just want, like, people are saying that, like, with Mean Girls, they, like, didn't advertise it as a musical because they're trying to step back from musicals. And I think if we can get J-Lo and Kenny Ortega together, I think we can save the musicals.
Yeah. Have they not? I feel like they're a match made in heaven.
I feel like there's no way Kenny Ortega had nothing to do with this one.
Kenny Ortega.
Do you think Derek Huff and Kenny Ortega have beef? Because I kind of love that narrative.
Oh, they did. NBC, this is old, from 2011. NBC teams with Kenny Ortega for Latin dance drama. And Jennifer Lopez was involved with it.
Wonderful. And she should produce, just team up with Mr. Ortega.
Mm-hmm.
And he's fine with lip syncing because Drew Seeley did all of Zac Efron's vocals for the first High School Musical. And like they really, like Zac had to like really push for like, please let me sing.
Yeah.
And he was great. And I love Zac Efron. Zac Efron, J-Lo, Yuck. Kenny Ortega.
I can't think of it without thinking of Kiki. Yuck.
Yuck. I'm obsessed. I want to watch that again. But like, I just think they could really do something magical together.
Yeah.
Because like Zac Efron can dance. Also, we didn't need Derek. We could have, I mean, Zac Efron's a little busy to do the
dance. Well, they were doing a lot of ballroom dancing, so that's why. There's a lot of ballroom dancing in that trailer.
I bet Zac Efron could ball. I think that man could do whatever he puts his fucking mind to.
I'm sure, but they would have to bring in somebody else to choreograph it. If you get Derek Huff, you just get him, you know? Facts. You don't have anything else to pay for.
Okay, well, we hope you all enjoyed. Let us know what's on your vision board and how excited you are for J-Lo's movie. And if you haven't, it is your homework to watch the fucking trailer because we will be watching the entire feature-length film.
It is my birthday present, so if you don't want to get me a present, then you're just a little bitch.
She said it. So we hope you enjoyed and we'll see you next Tuesday.